In 1525, high atop the hills of the Tambo region, Doba and Tiliaya, the brave daughters of King Ilato and his consort Tolangopula, embark on a grand project. They built three formidable forts, each a guardian standing watch against the encroaching Portuguese forces towards Limboto area. These sisters labor in a time when the lowlands were waterlogged, making it easier to ferry stone, sand, and lime to the construction site. Ingeniously, they use Melio bird's eggs as an adhesive and a special lime mixture called Ngopapo, renowned for its strength to ensure the fort's resilience through the ages. For centuries, these forts stood silently, their purpose forgotten, until the 17th century when Nahang, a descendant of King Ilato, rediscovered them during a civil war. Seeing their strategic value, Nahang turned them into bastions of defense. However, fate was cruel, and in fears of battle, Nahang and his son Pahu fell. A feudal peace followed, but it was short-lived. Nahang's legacy continued through his pregnant wife Ohihia, who gave birth to Kimono. Legend whispered that Kimono was born with a lucky digest, destined to avenge his father's untimely death. The forts carried names rich with history and meaning. The main fort, Ota Naha, combined Ota, meaning fur, and Naha, the discoverer's name, signifying Naha's fort. Another, Otahia, honored Naha's wife Ohihia, merged Ota and Hia to mean Ohihia's fort. The third, Ulu Pahu, named for his son Pahu, blended Ulu mean belonging and Pahu to mean Pahu's fort. Each name echoed the personal stories and sacrifices tied to this stronghold. Today, forts of Ota Naha, Ohihia, and Ulu Pahu still stand proudly over Tembe, Satu village in Kota Gorontalo, Gorontalo City. Built with resilient Ngopapa mixtures, these majestic structures remind us of the indomitable spirit of Gorontalo's people. They symbolize a time of struggle, resilience, and the enduring heritage of a community that fiercely defended its land against foreign threats. Written version: Ota Naha Fortress, built in 1525, is a significant historical site in Gorontalo, Indonesia. It was constructed by Ndoba and Tilia, the daughters of King Ilato and his consort Tolangopula, to defend their territory from Portuguese invaders. Rediscovered in the 17th century by a descendant of the king named Naha, the fortress played a crucial role in the local civil war between Naha and Hemuto. The name Ota Naha comes from the Gorontalo language, where Ota means fort and Naha refers to the founder. Literally, translating to Naha's fort. Alongside Ota Naha, there are two other important forts in the area, Otahia Fort and Ulu Pahu Fort. These forts are treasured historical relics, symbolizing the resilience and determination of the Gorontalo people in protecting their land from foreign threats.